This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. All right, with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau now saying that he's going to, you know, use the opportunity of COVID to reimagine the global economic system, part of the World Economic Forum, you know, BS. And I thought that it brings up the question, if they're going to crush your economy and they're going to steal all the money from you, everything that you've earned, your life savings, of course, by reimagining, you know, they mean a reset. When they say reset, you know, global reset or a great reset, what they mean is they're going to steal everything from you. And then, importantly, they say, but you should never respond with violence, because that would be impolite. That would be bad. Violence is never the answer, they say. But in this podcast, I'm asking the opposite question. When is violence the answer? This is a question. When is violence the answer? No, really, I didn't misspeak. When is violence the answer? Because the question is, okay, here we have a bunch of globalists. They released, they engineered and built a bioweapon, a pandemic bioweapon, the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2. And believe me, it's just one of many they have. They released it on the world. And then they used it, the Democrats weaponized it, the globalists weaponized it, to shut down your local cities, crushing small businesses. And they said, you're supposed to go home and be a prisoner in your own home. And you can't rise up because violence is never the answer. Violence is unacceptable. Okay. All right. So we're supposed to just sit back and have our businesses crushed and have our lives destroyed. But that's not all. That's not all. Then they say, oh, and also, your freedom of speech is also going to be completely crushed. So you can't go on Facebook and question the WHO or the CDC. If the CDC this week says that masks work, you can't say they don't. But if next week the CDC says that masks don't work, then you can't say they do. That's right. And you can't say vaccines don't work unless Nancy Pelosi said they don't work, in which case you have to agree with Nancy Pelosi or any Democrat who says that, because they don't trust Trump vaccines. So then it's okay to criticize vaccines. But if you criticize vaccines any other time, you're not allowed to speak. So enjoy your slavery in your home. Enjoy having your business totally crushed. Enjoy losing all your savings, everything you've worked for the last 20 years, and violence is never the answer. You have to accept it with a smile. Be polite, as we're totally reaming you. And that's not all. Then they're going to steal your elections. They're going to, every time you vote, they're going to have like 100 votes overwhelming your vote. So you go in and just vote one time because you're an honest person. They have 100 votes stuffed in the trunk of a car. Oh, look, we found ballots. They're all for Joe Biden. What are the odds? Well, the odds are like 1,000,000,000,000 to 1, but they did it. Amazing. So they're going to steal your elections. Then they're going to install a president that you didn't vote for. And when they do this, when they rig everything using the rigged voting machines, Dominion voting systems, backdoors with the CIA, communist China infiltrated systems, people at the local level, like stuffing ballots into the machines multiple times, keep reading the votes for Biden, yeah, and just suddenly finding 700,000 new votes for Biden in Pennsylvania. Wow, how did we misplace 700,000 ballots? I don't know. A truck backed up, opened up, and they just rolled out all these ballots they found fresh off the printing press. It's amazing how many ballots were found at the printing company. And you're supposed to just sit there and be polite, because they say violence is never the answer. Well, you can't be violent. No, you have to agree to be totally screwed with a rigged election system on top of the economic screwage that they've already inflicted upon you. Violence is never the answer. Remember? No, you can't rise up. Dr. Scott Atlas, you know, the Trump COVID expert, he recently said, you know, what's this deal with Governor Whitmer in Michigan? She just ordered everybody locked down again. Atlas says, maybe the people should rise up. Or something like that. He's like, This is going to continue until people rise up. You're going to get the level of tyranny you put up with. And then, of course, the left-wing media is, oh my God, Dr. Scott Atlas is calling for violence. He's calling for violence. It's unacceptable. So wait a minute. Wait a minute. When Governor Whitmer says, you little people, you are my slaves. You go sit in your homes like prisoners and lose your businesses and lose your jobs and lose your dignity and suffer mental health trauma. That's okay, because I guess that's not a form of violence, forcing you to be locked down. But then Scott Atlas says, maybe we shouldn't put up with this. Maybe we should rise up. Maybe we should arrest this governor, you know, for crimes against the people. Didn't the state Supreme Court already rule against her? She doesn't care. She's a criminal. Maybe we should rise up against her, he says. But that's not acceptable because that might be violent. Okay, got it? So it brings up the question, when is violence the answer? All right, so there you are sitting in your home having everything crushed. Your rights, your freedoms, your freedom of speech. You can't even go on Facebook and post, oh my God, we're all being murdered by our governor here in Michigan. Because that would be, oh, fact checked by Facebook fact checkers who say, oh, no, in reality, Governor Whitmer is following the advice of the United Nations. Here, click here for all the reasons why your lockdown is safe and secure, right? So you're not even allowed to talk about the fact that you're being basically treated like a prisoner in a concentration camp mentality system. And by the way, if you give them enough trouble, they'll just come take you away and throw you in a camp, especially in Canada or New Zealand or Australia. In Victoria, for example, they're just building camps for people, you know, complete with guillotines. That's for the people they can't convince to work for free, you know, slave labor in the camps. And you're supposed to just sit there and take it. And then once they install Joe Biden as president, what happens next? Oh, they come for your guns. They come for your guns. Well, we can't have people with guns. You know, Joe Biden might say, come on, man, can't have guns. They're going to come for your guns while you're locked down. You can't afford lawyers to defend you because, you know, your income has been completely crapped out because of the weaponized lockdowns. So you don't have a business. You don't have an income. Now they're saying, oh, your AR-15, that's illegal now. Got to turn them in. Got to turn them in. We're going to peacefully come to take your guns. And if you rise up against us, well, that's violence. You're instigating violence. We are nonviolent the way we come confiscate your guns. We do it peacefully. We do it very peacefully. Oh, and by the way, while we're at your house taking your guns, make sure all your family members are lined up for their mandatory COVID vaccine shot that we're going to give peacefully. We're going to give that very peacefully. Oh, it's the way they do it. They get to penetrate your child with the DNA of another dead baby that's in the vaccine, the aborted human fetal tissue, kind of turns them on, these sickos, you know? It's like a little bit of medical pedophilia, a little bit of cannibalism rituals going on. They probably have like a Hail Satan thing going on the front porch before they come in and penetrate your child with that vaccine, you know? This is how sick they are. And they say, oh, you can't rise up against that. Yeah, I know we're medically raping your children, but you can't rise up. You can't have a defense. No, don't be violent. That would be bad. Be polite. We're living in a civil society, they say, as they're medically raping your children. But you have to be civil about it. No, you can't resist. You can't rise up. You can't even speak out. No. Because they say, well, violence is never the answer. Well, wait a second. Your censorship is a kind of violence. Your vaccine mandates are medical violence. Your crushing of our livelihoods is economic terrorism. Your psych games that you're playing with your fake news media, it's psychological terrorism and violence. But we can never respond with rising up, asserting our Second Amendment rights, defending our nation against your violence and your conspiracy to crush everything that is good. Oh no, they say violence is never the answer. So just be still, just cooperate. It's like a crazed rapist talking to his rape victim. Yeah, just be still while we rape you. This is what government is now saying, Democrat government. Just cooperate. It'll be over soon. You know, think how evil these people are. Just give us your guns. Give us your children. Give us your livelihood. Turn over all your money, all your property. It's a global economic reset. Just give us everything. Be still. It'll be over soon. Don't worry about it. It's like rapist language. Bunch of sickos and pedos. You know, I'm sorry to even bring that up, but that's the truth. It's what these people are. Oh, and they're not done, by the way. They're not done. Then they say, by the way, after we've locked you down and you have no income and we've confiscated your house and we've taken your children into the indoctrination centers known as public schools and we've medically inoculated you with a vaccine euthanasia kill shot that has a 100% side effect rate, you'll start to experience that in about 6 weeks. Don't worry. Then they're going to say, and by the way, got to save the planet here. Got to save the planet. Most of you have to go. Soylent Green time. Yeah. And you can't rise up, see, because that would be uncivil. So what we're going to do, we've got King Bill Gates here. He's going to be the governor over this district, you know, District 12. And King Gates is going to come in and he's going to decide who lives and who dies. And pretty much just a bunch of geeks like him live and everybody else dies. And you have to follow the King Gates saving the earth policy. And you see these little pods over here? Just step into the pod. That's right. Step into the pod and everything will be fine. Just go with it. You can't rise up. We already took your guns. What are you going to do? Attack us with your wiffle ball bat? No. We already took your guns. You gave them up, didn't you? You gave up the guns because we tricked you. We tricked you into thinking that we weren't going to be violent. No, we're not. We're not. Peacefully step into the pod. Peacefully. And wait for that hissing gas sound after the pod bay doors close. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead and line up your whole family. There you go. All right. No, we'll take the kids. We'll take the children. They're marketable to other Democrat donors. We'll take them, just the adults in the pod. Yeah. And that ugly kid. Put the ugly kid in the pod too. The rest are going over for, you know, adrenochrome harvesting. Here we go. And you're supposed to just step into the pods and you're supposed to just close your eyes and quietly go to sleep and then disappear as they murder you. And you see at every step of this, you were demanded to be civil. It was demanded of you to be polite. You were told you can never rise up because that violence is bad. So they made sure that taking everything from you, stealing everything, crushing your life, and ultimately killing you was all done peacefully. Peacefully. And where did they learn this? From the news coverage of the riots. Remember, as the scene was all on fire in the background, the buildings burning down, cars engulfed in flames, a reporter would come on CNN and say, mostly peaceful. Protests, yeah, it's mostly peaceful here, Bob, or Jake Tapper. It's all peaceful here, you know, except for all those fires behind me and buildings burning down and people being beaten alive. You know, it's mostly peaceful, and that's what they're going to say about the genocide. You know, report to King Gates. Yes, the operation was mostly peaceful, except for that one guy who tried to fight back. Don't worry, we took care of him because we have all the guns. Yeah, it was mostly peaceful. Yeah, people went along with it, King Gates. The report is all good, mostly peaceful. What are you going to do with all the bodies now? Oh, yeah, really? Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, okay. Impossible burger filler. Yeah, Soylent Green, there we go. Yeah, we can feed the world now. We can feed the third world countries. That's a great idea. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Folks, when you are asking the question, when is violence the answer? You need to think about where all this is going. On a serious note here, if you let them get away with stealing your election, and you let them get away with locking you down with weaponized lockdowns, and you let them get away with forcing you to wear masks and forcing you to take vaccines, and you let them get away with crushing your freedom of speech, the freedom to think, the freedom to communicate, to share, to watch, to read, to learn, if you let them get away with all that without rising up, then they will take it to the next step. They will crush you. They will kill you. And you have to ask yourself, at what point do you rise up, like Dr. Scott Atlas said? At what point is it enough? At what point, and this is the real question, at what point do you realize you've got nothing left to lose? because they're taking everything from you that defines you as a human being. Taking your life, your family, your health, your future, your finance, your property, your dignity, your freedom to think. They take it all from you. What do you have left to lose? When is the time for violence? I can't answer that question, but I think it's becoming increasingly obvious to more and more people that you can't just lay back and do nothing while they take everything from you. And this is why our founding fathers wrote the Second Amendment as an insurance policy against tyranny, to say that every citizen has the right to own the common firearms of the day, which includes AR-15s, my friends, and bigger rifles. It was put in there for a purpose because they knew this was coming, because it has happened before in history over and over again. And when the people were disarmed, they had no way to fight back. But an armed, upstanding civilian force, a militia force, or just armed citizens, has the ability to stand up and say, no, no, you are not forcing injections onto us. No, you're not kidnapping our children. No, you're not shutting down our businesses and crushing our economy. No, you're not going to stick that needle in my arm. You're not going to force me to wear a mask. You're not going to steal everything I've ever earned. No. An AR-15 is just a way of saying no. And the power to say no is the power to protect your freedom. My question to you is, are you ready yet to say no to the controllers, to the globalists, to the Justin Trudeaus, to the Joe Bidens of the world that want to control you, to the AOCs, to the Bill Gates of the world? Are you ready to say no? Are you ready to defend President Trump and defend this nation and defend the Bill of Rights and defend the Constitution and defend Christian principles? Are you ready to defend your life, your family, your future, your health? I think more and more people are. So when is the right time to resort to violence? The answer is when they are inflicting violence upon you. Censorship is a form of violence. Economic terrorism is a form of violence. Psychological terrorism is a form of violence. Forced vaccine mandates or medical violence. I've already gone through the list. They are inflicting violence upon you every day. They have struck the first blow. The American people have the right to self-defense under every law, every state in the country. The right to self-defense against violence. We don't initiate violence, but we seek to stop it being inflicted upon us. Dr. Atlas was right. At some point, you have to rise up and you have to have a citizen's arrest. And finally, I say, use the power of citizen's arrest to arrest these people, bring them to justice through the court system. They need to face trial. They need to face the courts for the crimes they have committed against humanity. Let the courts decide the punishment. I'm not about vigilante justice. We need to bring them into the courts. We need to charge them, but we need to say no. And this is what Trump is helping us do. And this is why helping Trump win this election is so important. So thank you for listening. Follow your local laws, including the laws written in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, by the way. Those are the most important laws. And those governors that are violating the Constitution are criminals. They are acting outside the law. And the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, Section 3, allows President Trump to remove those people from power. And he should do that. Maybe he will. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.